Orla Bez Elul, Wednesday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Shir. We're learning Siman Kuf Chaf Ches, Mitzvah Hashem. We'll learn Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, Dalad Minim. We're saying Mashiv Ruach already. Okay, Siman Kuf Chaf Ches. Everybody has it. It's Kuf Chaf Ches by everyone. I don't know what they did here, non scroll. Dinei Chodesh Elul, Uvot HaZayin Seifim. Mirosh Chodesh Elul Alach HaYom HaKippurim Hema Yemei Ratzon. Believe it or not, it's not supposed to be days of awe, but it's also Yemei Ratzon. It's days where we're closer to Hashem, and it's Hashem is more, it's easier. It's built into the Bria, and the calendar, and the year cycle, that it's easier to do tshuva. It's easier to become close to Hashem. And Hashem is more easily mekabel us back, which is what the Chovetz Chovos will be talking about in the Hakdama, the Shaar HaTshuva. That there's a deal mitzad Hashem also, that He accepts our tshuva. Tavki b'chol ha'shono kodesh baruch hu mekabel ha'tshuva men ha'shovim eilu b'leiv sholem. Mikobu kom yomim eilu, these days muvchorim yoser are more appropriate for it, are more chosen for it, meaning it's more appropriate these days, and it's mezumonim l'tshuva, and it's easier to do, like the Zman, we know, it's an idea we're all familiar with, that the Zman has certain tendencies or capacities, or it lends itself to certain strengths or hashpa'os from Shemayim, that's built into the time, so the time, the Zman of Elul, certainly Aseres Yemei Tshuva even more intensely, has in it those hashpos from Shemayim, which allow you to become closer to Hashem, to change your ways, etc. Leo Som Yemei Rachman Vimei Ratzon, he's talking from the perspective that Hashem removes obstacles, perhaps, from us, or, you know, and he's Mekabel our Tshuva. Why these days? So there are historical events that embedded into this Zman the inyan of Rachamim, Ratzon, and that Hashem is Mekabel us b'tshuva if we messed up, and He's Mochel our Averos. It was embedded into this point, these days of history. Why? Ki b'rosh chodesh Elul ola Moshe el har Sinai l'kabel luchos shnios. Right, the first luchos were broken because of the Egel. Then there was a middle, that was the first 40 days. Moshe Rabbeinu was at Har Sinai, being Mekabel the Torah, he comes down, he breaks through Luchos. He spends 40 days in Tefillah to avert the Gezerah of Rechmanu Litzlan, severe Onesh. And then he goes up a third 40 days on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he's going to be Mekabel Luchos Shnios. And he comes down on Yom Kippur with the Luchos Shnios, and that's where you have the old Be'avar Hashem Alpona Vayikra Hashem Hashem Kelechum Mechanun Moshe is Benikra Satsur Ponaylo, right, that whole thing,
that was the third time up.
The second time was a tefillah just to avert the Gzeira Ra. Rashi's Lashon and Chumash is that the first time was Yemei Ratzon, the third time was Yemei Ratzon, the middle one's Baka'as. So the third one started, the third set of 40 days starts with Chodesh Elul and stops in Kippur. Kibro Chodesh Elul Ola Moshe L'Hasina L'Kabel Luchos Shnios V'Nishtasho Mem Yom V'Yorad V'Yud B'Tishrei. And that's why it's embedded in time, just like Yetzias Mitzrayim is Geula is embedded in Tezvav Nisan, right, etc., etc. That's how the Jewish calendar works. So embedded in Elul is avoidance of Chet, Tikkun of Chet, Kapara, and so on and so forth. Umin Oz Hukdashu Yomim Elu Limei Ratzon. Yom Yud B'Tishrei, which is when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and Hashem says, Salachti Kedvarecha. No. That's Salachti Kedvarecha. But Hashem is totally Mokel B'nei Yisrael. Yom Yud B'Tishrei Liyom HaKippurim. Uminik Barova Makomus Lusanos Verev Rosh Chodesh Elul. The last will say the Yom Kippur cotton. There's a minhag, obviously, to do it every month. There was a minhag, and there really still is, a minhag that even people... There was, at one point in time, in certain kilos, there was a minhag to only do Yom Kippur Katan two or three times a year. I forget which months, but certainly Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul was one of them. Even at Hayom, when we always do Yom Kippur Katan, I mean, whatever shuls do them, but certainly there's, it still retains much more of a crowd on Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. We tried to get that over in the bulletin. But anyway, it's certainly more of an inyan, and all the minyanim are more crowded. Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul was more appropriate to have Yom Kippur Katan and to prepare for the coming days. Uminigro, he says it that was the only time they did Yom Kippur Katan. Uminigro v'makom was l'san of Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, the last to say Yom Kippur Katan. They shiachinu libam l'tshuva. He's supposed to wake up and snap out of it. Umkol Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos, that means Elul, not this year. Magdinan Yom Heishalafana, right? We know it is every Yom Kippur Katan, so you do it on Thursday. Thursday is actually the biggest Yom Kippur Katan day. I'm not like Torah tidbits, but you got to figure if Rosh Chodesh will be Thursday, no, if Rosh Chodesh will be Friday or Shabbos or Sunday, that's 3 out of 7. Then Yom Kippur Katan's Thursday. So 3 out of 7, and I'll leave it to Phil Chernowski to tell you what percentage that is. Stats, Yom Kippur Katan stats. 3 out of 7 days will have Yom Kippur Katan be on Thursday. Actually, so in case you want to...
4 out of 7.
Why?
It's on Thursday.
No, then it's... then it's Wednesday. If Rosh Chodesh is... If Rosh Chodesh is Thursday, Yom Kippur Katan is Wednesday.
Okay.
If Rosh Chodesh is Friday or Shabbos or Sunday, then Yom Kippur Katan is Thursday. So that's 3 out of 7. So in case you do Yom Kippur Katan and you say, how come it's always on Thursday? So you realize it's 3 out of 7 will be on Thursday. Let's stop here. I don't want to... Oh, no, okay, we can learn a little more. Harizal Kosav, this is a remez to Elul that not many people are aware of. They're aware of the other Muslim that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is about to bring down, but maybe not this one. Vasher Lo Tzodah, it's talking about a Horeg B'Shogeg. Is an ir miklat from Shogeg. So Rosh Tevos Elul, in case you're wondering which Rosh Tevos, it's Ina Liyodo the Samti Lecha. Kodesh Zehu Esratzon the Kabul Tshuva Lachatoim Shosu B'chol Hashana. The Gam Remes Shigam Al Ashkodos, because the guy killed someone in the Shogeg. Sorech Lasus Tshuva B'chodesh Azeh. We don't like. Maybe I shouldn't say that. But you're supposed to do Tshuva even for Rez B'Shogeg. Ones maybe not, maybe. But a shogeg had to bring a carbon chatos. A shogeg is heavy. A shogeg is carelessness. A shogeg is, you didn't do it willfully or rebelliously, but you did it carelessly, and that's not good. You were careless, you forgot, and you shouldn't have forgotten. Okay, you forgot, you were a shogeg. So you have to bring a chatos, and he says, you see that the Ori Miklot, Ori B'Shogeg, had to go to Golus, and that stands for Elul, and that's a remez to remind you to... yourself together.